I decided that I was going to write about the camps, and I was going to do kind of an expose because I just thought that since I had never heard about them, that no one else had either. But I was fairly open-ended, and I let people talk about what they wanted to talk about, and they didn't want to talk about the camps. They wanted to talk about who they were and what their lives were like before the camps, during the camps, after the camps. They wanted to tell me the family stories, and then I found out stories. And it very quickly became clear to me that not only was a book about the camps less interesting, but it was probably also impossible, because their stories from the fragments that I did get were so conflicting, and there were so many stories I couldn't really do that justice. So I let them say whatever it was they wanted to say. And actually, last night when I was at that reading, somebody asked me whether I'd spoken to my family, whether I'd gotten what I wanted out of my family. And the answer is no, and I did speak to them, but I didn't push them. I let people say whatever they wanted to say. And the interesting thing to me is what they didn't say. I spoke to a set of sisters, and one of the sisters broke down and was very emotional and told me about her family and how they had broken apart and how her father had almost died and how her older sister had been separated from the family right after Pearl Harbor, and her husband was a Buddhist priest and he was taken away. And it was a wonderful, very emotional evening. And then the next day I spoke to the sister, and her husband was there in the room, and she said nothing about anything like that. She talked about the community groups in the camps and the church groups in the camps and keeping people's spirits up. And that was fascinating to me. And I didn't feel like I had to push her to tell me the other story. I just wanted to hear how she had moved on.